Bear Country 95.3. It is Bear in the Morning. I'm Jess, and we have Hannah from the Greenfield Business Association here. Hi.
Hi, how's it going?
Good, and you've brought a guest in again, Madeline.
Yes, Madeline is one of our regulars on the show, which I really, really love, and I'm so excited that she's here because we were just talking about how, you know, we share a lot on here of like things that are coming up and come out to this and check out that. But we don't always circle back. And you, Madeline, have had two really awesome things recently. The community show Forward, which was just such a wild success. And then also the Ghost fundraiser, which anyone in town heard me talking about left and right because I love that movie. And
that was super fun. Yeah. Hi, Jess. Hi, Hannah. Hi. Thanks for having me. Yeah. I'm so grateful to the Greenfield Garden Cinema, Isaac and Angela Mass for hosting us. It was the night before Valentine's Day. We had a good crowd and we had a silent auction that night. So it was a benefit showing of Ghost, which has a very memorable pottery scene. We're raising money for our community ceramics campaign, and we raised almost $7,000.
Wow.
Oh my God.
It was really great.
Yeah.
And we just closed our open community show, Forward. It opened on January 17th, and it was great.
What other things do you have coming up?
Yeah, thanks. So the next thing is the 51st annual teen show in our gallery.
Oh, how cool.
So every year for decades, we have been bringing together Franklin County teens in an exhibit of their artwork from public, private, charter schools, homeschool kids, and they work in every medium. We've got some really cool metalwork, some sculptures from Franklin County Tech, pencil drawings, fiber sculpture, ceramics, and it's all from artists ages 13 to 19.
Wow. That's so exciting.
That's awesome.
So our opening reception is March 14th from 5 to 8 p.m. at Art Space. We're on Mill Street, and it's super fun. The kids get to see their art professionally exhibited. And of course, we have snacks. And Ashley, on your way over there that night, you should stop at Looky Here on Chapman Street because they are having a kid art show through 12.
Oh, I love that.
At the same time, yes. And I was there the other day, and it is totally worth seeing. There's painting, collage, embroidery, probably 2 dozen young artists, I want to say. And their viewing hours are Wednesday through Friday, 12 to 5, Saturday, Sunday, 12 to 3. So you could go there, grab a bite.
Make it a whole day.
Come down to us on the 14th. Yeah. Oh, and they also have a closing reception planned with an artist talk back on Friday, March 28th at 5. So cute. So cute. So come see us. Come see them on March 14th. And our other gallery hours, if folks can't make it to the opening itself, are Tuesday, Saturday, 9 a.m. to 1 p.m., Thursday and Friday, 5 to 8 p.m., and visit Looky Here this month.
So cool. I love that those line up. You can just have a whole evening young artistry. Awesome.
Yes.
So cool. And while we're talking about complimentary events, you can go to the Art Space Market and then you can head up to the fairgrounds for the reboot of their home show and think about how you're going to maybe rehab your house to hold all your new art.
Exactly.
See,
Was that a stretch?
Totally.
That might have been a stretch. So much going on.
Yeah, so much going on. And I won't get into the details right now, but we also have some youth programs coming up. There are spots in our April vacation week. And we are about to launch our registration for our summer program, too. We've got some cool stuff going on for teens and tweens.
Amazing.
So check
good.
Us
well,
out.
Yep. Am I going to get this right today? Greenfieldbusiness.org?
Yes, exactly. Yay. Greenfieldbusiness.org. Folks can pop over there, link over to all of our members, including Art Space. It's an easy roadmap to find everything in Greenfield.
All right. Find it in Greenfield. Hannah, Madeline, thank you both for coming in. I appreciate it.
Thanks,
thank you.
Jess.